Hello, nature bugs. Welcome to another episode of Nature News. Are you looking for an approachable guide to sustainable practices and environmental information? Do you wake up with the drive to make a change but feel disheartened when you try to educate yourself about current environmental topics? Welcome. I'm Maya Lee, and this podcast is my endeavor to create somewhere where we can all come together to encourage each other and learn how to be most impactful with our resources. In this episode of Nature News, we'll dive into the complicated world of wildlife conservation, exploring its profound history, enduring purpose, and the myriad of ways each one of us can positively impact the wildlife around us. And today, on Breaking Nature News, we'll talk about a killer whale calf orphaned in the lagoon of a small village in British Columbia, and a study reveals evolutionary insight into the sunflower's family tree. Wildlife conservation is the preservation and protection of animals, plants, and their habitat. From the grassy plains to the foggy rainforests, wildlife conservation has allowed the preservation of our planet's inhabitants. Join me as we unravel the intricate threads of this expansive topic, tracing its evolution from not-so-great beginnings to an ever-growing movement that spans continents and generations. Throughout the episode, we will delve into the core of animal conservation, shedding light on the history of U.S. wildlife conservation and how we have adapted to protect endangered species and restore fragile habitats today. Finally, insight on how you can make a meaningful difference in your own backyard. Whether it's creating a wildlife-friendly habitat, supporting local conservation initiatives, or advocating for policy change, each of us has the power to be a force of good in the world of wildlife conservation. I'm unsure how many people have been afforded the opportunity to meet an American bison up close and in person. I was given the rare opportunity while visiting a nature conservancy. It wasn't long after meeting with the manager of the conservancy that I was on the back of a gator riding out to meet with the herd. From far away, it didn't look much different than a herd of deer, just a cluster of brown dots off in the distance. But as we got closer, their ginormous size became apparent. I found myself amidst a landscape that felt almost timeless. The gentle sway of tall prairie grasses whispered secrets of centuries past, while the distant call of a red-tailed hawk echoed through the crisp air. Here, in the heart of the Midwest, my passion for wildlife conservation took root, nurtured by the iconic creature in front of me that once roamed these vast plains. Much like the beginning of wildlife conservation in the United States, an unforgettable moment with an American bison was a catalyst for a new journey. The rapid decline in American bison populations across the 1870s was attributed to hunting for sport or hide and intentional eradication by settlers as an attack against indigenous people. This drew the interest of the Smithsonian Museum in the mid-1880s, not with a drive to save the American bison, but to collect a specimen to be taxidermied in preparation for their impending extinction. The Smithsonian sent their chief taxidermist, William T. Hornaday, to Montana to find one of North America's last remaining wild bison herds. Upon arrival, Hornaday was shocked to discover piles of bones littering the plains they once roamed. Hornaday completed his job and harvested the specimens the Smithsonian had sent him to collect, but he left Montana with more than he came for, a drive for wildlife conservation and a buffalo calf named Sandy. Unfortunately, Sandy passed away later that year. And from Hornaday's mourning, the National Museum's Department of Living Animals was born, and the drive to save the American bison was stronger than ever. In a letter to the Smithsonian, Hornaday writes, "It now seems necessary for us to assume the responsibility of forming and preserving a herd of living buffaloes, which may, in a small measure, atone for the national disgrace that attaches to the heartless and senseless extermination of the species in a wild state." The Department of Living Animals continued to expand its collection beyond bison under Hornaday's operation, developing into a spectacle that drew thousands of people a day. This popularity furthered Hornaday's drive to conserve the declining wildlife populations in North America. Following Hornaday's success in convincing the Smithsonian to maintain a live bison herd, he continued on his quest, lobbying Congress to create a zoo dedicated to wildlife conservation. And on March 2, 1889, he was successful again, as President Cleveland signed the act permitting the construction of the National Zoological Park. Today, the National Zoo still holds its dedication to wildlife conservation, from interpretive displays that depict the importance of biodiversity within an ecosystem, to a secondary facility dedicated to breeding efforts and training the next generation of wildlife conservationists. Before we continue with wildlife conservation today, we are interrupted by today's breaking nature news. Today's stories include a killer whale calf orphaned in a lagoon in a small village in British Columbia, and a study that reveals insight on the family tree of sunflowers. In a remote community nestled in British Columbia, a heart-wrenching story unfolds as residents rally together in a race against time to save a stranded killer whale calf. Left orphaned after its mother was tragically stranded during low tide, the 2-year-old calf has captured the hearts and attentions of locals who have become deeply invested in its fate. The clock is ticking as the calf nears its 3rd week alone in the lagoon. A collaborative effort has emerged, and despite the daunting odds, the community remains determined to rescue the young female calf, refusing to let her fate be sealed in the inhospitable waters. With the urgency of the situation rising, community members gathered together to create a rescue plan. After convincing the whale calf into shallow waters, a specialized transport vehicle will lift her safely into a sling. Unfortunately, efforts to convince the calf into shallow waters have proven unsuccessful for the rescuers. The rescue team states it has been truly humbled at the intelligence, adaptability, and resilience of the 2-year-old calf. Although the unsuccessful rescue efforts are disheartening, the team remains positive as the calf continues to seem healthy and alert, and they will continue to look for a new approach to reunite the calf with its family. And next, in breaking nature news, a study reveals evolutionary insight into the sunflower family tree. A recent study led by Penn State biologists uncovers evolutionary secrets within the sunflower's family tree, shedding light on convergent evolution and floral symmetry. The research, published in Plant Communication, analyzed 706 species using transcriptomes and low-coverage genome sequences. It found that bilateral symmetry in sunflowers evolved independently, multiple times. Sunflowers are included in a larger family, which also includes daisies and food crops like lettuce and artichokes. Of the 28,000 species included in this family, many economically important to agriculture and horticulture. The findings involving the sunflower family tree have implications for breeding plants with desirable traits. And that's all for Breaking Nature News. Back to the struggles of wildlife and wildlife conservation today. Urbanization and agriculture have a significant contribution to the stress on wildlife ecosystems today, resulting in habitat destruction, pollution, and climate change. Habitat destruction from encroaching civilization leads to overcrowding and increases in diseases and starvation in wildlife populations. As we expand cities and infrastructures, we encroach on natural habitats, disrupting the delicate balance of an ecosystem. This can also lead to dangerous wildlife-human interactions. Take, for instance, the case of the Florida panther. As urban areas expanded in Florida, the panther's natural habitat shrunk, leading to increased conflict between humans and the panthers. Climate change furthers these issues by altering the physical characteristics of ecosystems that animals rely on. Harsher weather conditions, extreme temperatures, and shifts in seasonal patterns create uninhabitable conditions for native flora and fauna, pushing wildlife to its limits. In Australia, rising temperatures and droughts have devastated native koala populations. Large-scale agriculture plays a role by decreasing biodiversity and generating fertilizer and animal runoff that pollutes water sources. This increase in nutrients leads to a dead zone in aquatic environments where marine life struggles to survive. This has devastating effects on fish and other aquatic species. Furthermore, the use of pesticides and other chemicals in urban and agricultural areas possesses a direct threat to wildlife. These chemicals are often consumed by wildlife at the bottom of the food chain, triggering a domino effect for environmental issues. The use of these chemicals has been linked to declining bird populations. From chemical pest controls used on small mammals, seeds, and plants, it indirectly affects many birds through their food. It's clear that human activities are intricately linked to the health of wildlife ecosystems. Conservation efforts, pesticide and runoff regulation, rewilding and habitat reconstruction can help negate these challenges. Sustainable urban planning and responsible agricultural practices like organic farming and integrated pest management are crucial steps towards preserving biodiversity for future generations. Next, we'll talk about how you can make a difference right in your own backyard by providing for local wildlife and creating a backyard sanctuary. Providing things for local wildlife and sharing a small piece of your backyard is a great way to support local wildlife in your area. By planting native vegetation and pollinator-friendly plants, you'll not only create a beautiful garden, but also provide essential food and shelter for bees, butterflies, and other wild animals in your area. Plus, they're perfect for your area's climate and mean less grass to mow in your yard. Next, you can consider providing water and shelter to local animals. Setting up a bird bath, a bat house, or a bug hotel can turn your backyard into a wildlife oasis. By providing areas for bats and birds to rest in your yard, you'll also be provided with natural pest control. Speaking of pest control, let's talk about chemical pesticides. Saying goodbye to these harmful chemicals and opt for natural pest control methods. Your garden will thank you, and so will the wildlife that calls it home. Native seeds, birdhouses, and bird baths will draw birds into your backyard, and something you want to make sure you avoid are birds colliding with your windows. Make your windows bird safe by using window decals, films, or screens that make your window visible to birds from the outside. And speaking of safety, let's not forget about our feline friends. Keeping cats indoors or supervised on a harness and leash can protect both wildlife and your furry companion. It's a win-win situation. And my last suggestion to you is if you have a pool, make sure it's wildlife safe. Adding escape ramps or floating platforms can save the lives of frogs, toads, and other small creatures that might accidentally take a dip. I would like to end by discussing practical steps anyone can take to contribute to wildlife conservation. One way to support wildlife conservation is by choosing products certified by the Rainforest Alliance. These certifications ensure that products you buy are sourced sustainably without deforestation. By supporting these products, you increase the demand for ethically sourced items. When it comes to enjoying zoo visits or animal experiences, it's crucial to support facilities that prioritize ethical treatment of animals. Looking for institutions that provide spacious and enriching environments for their animals, prioritize conservation efforts, and avoid practices that exploit or harm wildlife. Another important aspect to avoid is supporting the wild-caught pet trade, directly or indirectly. Wild animals such as exotic birds, reptiles, or mammals are not suitable to life as pets and often suffer in captivity. Opting for domesticated or ethically bred pets helps reduce demand for wild-caught species and helps to maintain wild population sizes. Lastly, lobbying for policies that benefit wildlife in your area can have a significant impact. Supporting initiatives that protect natural habitats, regulate wildlife trade, and promote sustainable practices in agriculture and development, and advocating for these policies help create a more wildlife-friendly environment in your community. Remember, each of us plays a crucial role in wildlife conservation. By making informed choices, supporting ethical practices, and advocating for positive change, we can ensure a bright future for wildlife and our planet. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of wildlife conservation, from the history of conservation efforts to the urgent challenges facing wildlife today. We've journeyed through a tapestry of resilience and hope. Remember, each of us has the power to make a difference, whether it's in our own backyard or through supporting global initiatives. As we conclude, I encourage you to reflect on the stories we've shared and the actionable steps we can take to protect and preserve our planet's precious biodiversity. Together, we can be stewards of nature, ensuring a sustainable future for generations to come. I hope you found today's episode interesting and helpful. If you did, consider leaving a like and sharing with a friend, family member, or colleague who you believe might be interested in wildlife conservation. And don't forget to follow Nature News so that you never miss your weekly episode and stay in the loop of environmental conservation. Your support means the world to me. See you next week. And remember, every small step towards sustainability counts. Catch you on the flip side.